You guys are tuned in to Lyrical Fix Podcast with your host, Shadai.
And Kid Pro.
And it is episode 104.
We just said this. Yeah, okay, 104.
104. My bad. 104.
We here, baby. 104. We in the hundreds.
104.
I could have swore. I know you probably said it before, but I thought that whole sample from the 100th episode was going to play after the beat.
Oh.
I thought it was going to play. That's why.
No, I want to do something with it.
All right, cool. No,
because to me it just sounds. I don't know. I'm gonna do something with it though.
It's funny as hell, so I love it.
Shout out
to Villa. Shout out to Trip. Shout out to Ace Felly, our guest on the memorable 100th episode. We were just hanging out. I don't really consider it an episode, but we did make it an episode.
Yeah.
This is a really fun time.
Yeah, it was just a chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is our return episode from like a couple weeks of just taking a break. Last week we actually got together. We had this idea of just like having a quarterly pod. Meeting slash team building.
Yeah. Yeah, because we got a lot of things going on.
Yeah, it was good. Just went to a local chain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just had some drinks.
Yeah.
Got some apps, you know, and talked some biz.
Yeah.
And yeah, and I came up with some new ideas for everything, pretty much, for all the stuff under this umbrella and everything like that. So it was a good time.
Yeah, it was.
Good time. Like I said before, the waitress, well, you said it too, she was miserable as fuck.
Yeah.
Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Usually, what are you gonna do?
Yeah. And she was kind of, it looked like she was by herself, I'm assuming. Which Tuesdays, it, I mean, you like don't want to be like, you don't want to have to work with somebody because that means it's less money.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, she looked a little annoyed. I don't know.
Yeah. Which is crazy. I just heard, I don't even know where the fuck it was. So if I'm wrong, whatever, shoot me. Sue me. Fucking 5 million people now have quit their jobs in the past year since the pandemic, like, something like that.
Yeah, I think in August it was like four something or almost five. Yeah,
and half a million are in the just the serving industry, like restaurant industry and retail industry.
It's eight. It was I saw it was like eight something. Like
am I around that?
800,000.
800,000.
Yeah, it was 800,000 in restaurants.
That's crazy.
About half. Like so, five in retail, and then like two. In hospitality, like hotels and shit.
Bro, when you think about that.
Or three, something like that.
Like, I mean, like, really, like, think about that. Like, just going to your favorite store, going to your favorite restaurant, and having to wait just longer to get everything done. First of all, like, favorite clothing store, go to the mall.
Yeah.
Like, imagine Christmas shopping. Ain't nobody there, and there's long-ass lines, and it's going to take even longer to get your shit out because no one's choosing to work. And they're getting paid shitty holiday hours.
Yeah.
And then,
no, holiday hours are actually...
Well, they might be, but maybe they're not as great as they could be, and people don't want to deal with the stress. We'll see how it goes this holiday, but even if it wasn't a holiday, just say go to your favorite clothing store, long-ass line. Go to your favorite restaurant, longer wait. Like we did. Our waitress had pretty much five, six other tables, like
probably
in that area.
More. It looked like she had more.
Yeah, so yeah, it's just crazy how it's going right now.
Yeah, she looked like me on a Sunday night.
Is it like that?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Because I usually have, Sundays I'll have between like 10, 13 tables, like just my own. They don't all get filled, but you'll see me just, I'm running in circles.
Yeah, no, much respect to her, man. That was a lot of fucking moving around, remembering shit. Yeah, much respect.
But no, she was killing it. That's why I was telling, like, it's okay, because she never got me like the drink.
Oh,
I was like, nah,
I
it's cool.
We're going to fault her if she forgot a couple of things.
I was like, nah, it's totally cool. Nah,
you
it's
good?
Fine.
I'll find the napkin
somewhere else. Can I still get it? I still want to drink that.
Can I still get those napkins?
No, but it was cool though. We needed that. We definitely did. That was a long time coming.
Yeah.
We talked about like having a meeting, but our schedules are so fucked up that we never could.
And it's one of those like rare times where it's just like you and me just hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Just talking. I mean, besides like the only other times I can think about that is like whenever we've been driving to an event.
Yeah.
Or whenever we're just like outside having a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
Like whether it be like outside VFW or... You know, for check it or just out here.
Yeah.
Like, it's those moments. Yeah, so that was kind of dope. That was good. And the food was good. I hadn't even been to one of those in a minute.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Like, we'll order every now and then. It was because I started watching Office and I'm like, oh, no. I was like, yeah, let's. Like,
that,
I was like, no,
right,
I don't want,
yeah,
like,
right,
I don't want Chinese.
Yeah.
Let's get this. And I just saw, like, that night, I just saw the episode. And I was like, yeah, I want some
Was that
chilies.
The Dundies? No, what?
No, that was... When him and Jan first kiss,
right?
The sale,
okay, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they do the whole song, baby back, yeah.
<That's right.
laughs> Yeah. So I always have a show that's kind of like a palate cleanser, or just something to just hold me over. Just kind of like, I can't watch too much intense shit back to back because sometimes it kind of wears on me. I guess the empath shit. I don't know. It just wears on me a lot. So I always have a palate cleanser, and this is it for this time.
So you just watch that, just something like wholesome.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Yeah.
I mean, because I wouldn't consider it wholesome, just funny.
Yeah, something like funny and not serious, and I've watched it 1,000 times, and it's just kind of, I just have it playing in the background.
It's comfort food.
Yeah.
It's rice and beans. It's
usually just have it playing in the background, but I've been a little bit more diligent just for the sound effects. Right. So I've just been trying to pay more attention to it.
Right.
I try not to go overboard because honestly, there were so many sound effects I wanted to get.
Right. It's always those small moments like in the show mm-hmm. that you kind of forget because they're like away from the storyline. It's just like a random line, but it's like the best moment of the show.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And to find those is like,
Yeah, I love that.
Which reminds me.
What?
Well, my comfort food has come back. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Is that this month already?
Yeah, it just started.
I thought it was next month.
The first episode just already played.
Nice. I got to watch
Season 11.
I got to catch it. It was funny. I was telling my mom's husband about it. And I was telling my mom, and she's like, oh, my God, you have to tell Jim. He's a huge Curb Your Enthusiasm fan. And I was like, get the fuck out of here. So I mentioned it. He's like, oh, I love that show. What do you know about it? Da, da, da. So I was like, yeah, my friend just got me into it, right. And I'm like, yeah, and then season 10. And because he was like, oh, it went on for 10 seasons, right? I'm like, no, well, 9. 10 just came out, last year or some shit. He's like, what? Why didn't I know about this? I'm like,
you're not a Curb fan.
Yeah, and I'm like, one of those. I'm like, well, why didn't you know?
Why
didn't you know? You guys are always fucking, because anytime they're like, when we're talking about shows, they're like, oh, this is on HBO. They watch hella shit on HBO Max now. So I'm like, I know, like, you had to see, the thing for it. And he's like, well, I just assumed they're just trying to highlight it because it was such a good fucking show. I'm like, well, no, it's back. Yeah. So I messaged him once I saw that ad that it was coming back. He's like, I already know.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to you mentioned that, to mm-hmm. see what's coming up on these apps.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's notifications. I guess you get notifications. Oh, shit, sorry. But nobody really wants that shit. The only way I found out about certain shows coming back is on my Roku TV. If I just leave it playing in the background
mm-hmm.
and it'll just random, or Netflix, it just gives you the little...
Oh, yeah.
Screensaver shit.
Yeah.
That's how I knew that Big Mouth, the new season's coming out in 2 weeks.
Oh, that's fire.
Exactly. I wouldn't have known if it had not been for that.
That is pretty
funny. So that little screensaver shit they do is fucking dope.
I didn't know. I don't have Roku. And I think I started, I didn't know that they had that until, what was it? We were at Trill's house. We did the episode by Trill. And I was chilling in the living room talking to Jackie. And I looked off to the side and it has that cool thing with the city at night.
It's a city with mad different buildings from different movies.
Yeah, then they do the ads and shit. So I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, here. In the background you'll see a Spider-Man silhouette swinging a King Kong on a building.
Yeah,
the Avengers Tower.
So fucking cool.
You'll just see they paying homage to Mad movies.
It made me want it, but then we have the PS5, so it's fine. PS4.
Oh, I was gonna say freaked out. Or just
no. We didn't get I didn't get him the PS5 yet.
Didn't get him the PS5. Sound like a true sugar mom.
Shit was so... No, he's a sugar daddy, please. I am struggling. This industry sucks right now. So, yeah. Which is funny, because we're understaffed, but we're not really understaffed, but nobody wants to work, but nobody really wants to go out to eat, so it's weird.
It's, yeah.
Well, drink. I don't really care about people eating. As long as people drink, that's where the money's at.
Of course.
So, it's just...
It's waiting. A tough situation all around.
Yeah, it's this time of year. It's like this all the time, though.
So what picks back up after after winter?
No, not after winter. It picks up for football, but this football season's weird because New York teams are trash right now. I'm dependent on, unfortunately, I'm dependent on Cowboy fans and Eagles.
Which are doing good. The Cowboys are doing good, at least.
Yeah, unfortunately, motherfuckers. But they gave me money, so it's cool. So, yeah, I can tolerate Eagles.
Give and take.
Yeah, I'm dependent. I haven't had that many Cowboys fans, but I usually get Steelers and Eagles because I guess where we play.
Yeah.
And I'll get some Giants and shit too. But I have regulars that come in that they will stay there for both games. And then the 8 o'clock one, they're like, eh, because the 8 o'clock is always eh. So they'll leave. They'll bounce for that one. but they'll just be there the entire, they're like me. They're like, we just want to watch football because our team sucks. So we're just here to watch. that's what it is. So the, like, and I'll tell the Eagles, I'm like, listen, because I walk around in an LT jersey. I'm like, listen.
Oh yeah, you still have the LT
jersey. Yeah. I was like, yeah, no. I'm aware. I'm wearing an old fucking jersey. I'm aware my team sucks right now. That's where I'm going back in time right now.
Well, speaking of football, fuck, let's bring it up right now. There was a moment that came up since you said you didn't see this game, but Tom Brady threw for his 600th touchdown.
Yeah.
So the player they threw to, Mike Evans, instead of giving it back to Brady, I guess he didn't know what was happening in the moment, gave it to a fan. They hunted down the fan afterwards, and for the ball, they offered him an exchange. So I'm going to read a tweet from Rick Stroud, at NFL Stroud. Bucks are giving Byron Kennedy, I guess that's the guy with the ball, the following for the number 600 touchdown football. Two signed jerseys and a helmet from Tom Brady, a signed Mike Evans jersey and his game cleats, a $1,000 credit at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers team store, and two season passes for the remainder of this season as well as next season. My question to you, Shante. Mm-hmm. If you were that lucky person to get that 600 touchdown ball, is that enough for you? Or would you hold out, try to get some more out of that?
That's a lot. But I would hold out because if they're giving that much, they'll probably be willing to give more. But that's a lot.
Would you be looked at like an asshole if you held out?
Probably, but who cares?
And then the
you have
now you got the organization saying, "Oh, this girl, she's playing hardball."
Like you have like that. That's a milestone that they want back. Yeah. They want to put that somewhere.
Well,
so
Brady wants to keep it, I imagine, right?
Yeah, or no? True. And it is Brady, so they'll probably get back.
He wants it more than the organization does.
Probably. I don't know. I feel like it'll go somewhere, unless he'll pay for it. I don't know, but because I thought they couldn't. No, I mean, they could keep their balls. What am I saying? I don't know. But usually there's a fine, too, if you give the ball away. Isn't there?
No, I don't know. I remember there was a
player that made a touchdown, threw the ball into the crowd, and then got fined for it.
Damn, no, I didn't know that
wasn't a milestone.
Unless that was like a sportsmanship.
It could have been. Yeah. It could have been one of those. But no, I don't know. I think if I was me, like, I'd be willing to hold out on more. But that's still a lot. I'd be tempted to take all of that shit.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Well, I mean, if you were maybe the Giants at MetLife, you know, and it happened there.
No, I could still, like, put myself in those shoes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I don't have anything relatable in the past, 3 years? So I don't have shit relatable to that. No, I mean, I honestly think, ooh, that's a tough one. You're getting mad.
It's a good scenario.
For one, it is a good scenario, yeah. I mean, if he held out for more, I don't know. It would either be like an extra year of seasons of...
Let me just read this again.
What type of ticket is it, though?
That wasn't said, but let me just read it again. Two signed jerseys and a helmet from Brady.
Uh-huh.
A signed Mike Evans jersey, who was the person that caught the touchdown.
And
his game cleats, which is crazy, but I'd get just that from the game. A $1,000 credit at the team store. Two season passes for the remainder of this season
and the next season.
And I think we're at, what, week 7 now?
Yeah.
So it may be like, what, half
or no,
of that?
I think this might be week 8
week
right
8,
now.
So half of those games are probably home games, so 4 more games. And then another 8 next season. So 12 games, season passes. Didn't say where.
That's free.
Free.
Huh.
Hmm. Honestly, I mean,
I don't know. I would do more.
And in the picture, I don't know where exactly he's sitting. This is probably like, you know, end line.
No, but if he was that close to being able to get the game, yeah, no.
If he can keep those same seats, I mean, that's not bad.
If he can keep those seats, yeah, no. If he was that close to and Mike Evans was able to give him the ball, fuck yeah.
I don't know.
I would hold out a little bit.
Just to see,
because that's a lot of shit. But then, it's important to them. It's a milestone fucking ball. That I would hold out.
If I wasn't a fan of Brady, I would definitely hold out.
I would hold out, because I'm not. It's not that I'm not a fan of Brady. It's just annoying.
I mean, so
I'll give credit where credit is due, but it's just the way people ride for Brady, it's a little like, okay. Like, I mean, he's amazing, but like, okay.
I'm going to tell you right now, if this happened maybe, let's say, 10 years ago, mm-hmm. and I'm at MetLife, and Brady gets a 600 touchdown as a Pats player, and whoever the receiver was at the time gives me the ball, mm-hmm. and no one knows, and at the end of the game he's trying to look for it, look for me and shit, I'm stabbing that ball right in front of him.
No, there's this girl at work, she's a Packers fan, and that shit was hilarious. She, whenever, what was it? The game where, it was, I think, last week, 2 weeks ago, it was a pretty big game because he was going against his coach. Do you remember that one? Fuck, I can't fucking remember what game it was.
Right, he was now going against his coach?
Yeah, and it was a close fucking game, and he almost lost, but the field goal went boing and hit the post instead of going. It looked,
I
like,
remember
it was
that game, but I forgot who was coaching against who.
I don't remember. No, but it was like Pat against, I mean, it was, what is it called? It was Brady against his old coach. So it was it was this whole thing about it, and it was like a night game. It was an 8 o'clock game. I don't remember, but
Brady versus Belichick?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Bucks versus Pats didn't end that way. It was a different game.
Then was that a different game?
Yeah. Different game that ended with that
wasn't
that kick. I know what you're talking about, where it hit the goalpost and then bounced.
But
in.
Brady was there though.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I remember seeing his face.
I'm gonna look this game.
Look
up,
it up.
Buddy.
Look
I'm
it up. Look anyway. Up.
Keep
fact
talking
check that
or we'll cut it. Keep
so
going.
Anyway, so she goes and she the whole night she's like, fuck you, Brady. And she's just screaming at the I'm like, Lisa, what the fuck is wrong with you? I just don't like him. I just don't like him. Like, your team's not even playing right now. I'm pretty sure the Packers weren't fucking playing. Pretty sure. Let's see. I'm not sure. Damn. This was a couple weeks ago. Yeah, like, it was a close fucking game, bro. It was close.
I think it was the Ravens, first of all.
Was it Ravens? No, it wasn't.
Justin Tucker hit a 66-yard field goal.
Get the fuck out. Okay, we're
going to I'm going to play a YouTube video loud.
We're taking a break right now. Break. This was Bucks versus Patriots. And it was his coach. Like, it was this whole thing where it's like they had Brady and then they had the coach for the Patriots.
No, but I don't think the game ended with that field goal.
It was 19-17, yeah. Because the Patriots, they were able to get the field goal, but they fucked it up. So you see everybody's face, like you see all the, like you see Brady, like,
oh, wait a minute,
then you see the reverse of everybody else, like, yeah, oh, no.
I'm picturing it different. You're right. That guy did. Nick
no,
Folk.
Because that, the game you just played.
Are we back on?
Yeah, we're back okay. on. The game you just played, that made it.
Yeah, that went
no,
in.
No, this
right.
one literally went.
I remember now. I did see it. Nick Folk hit the post.
Then, boing.
Hit the post, didn't even go in.
Yeah.
He had a distance, but accuracy was off. Yeah. Bit. So damn, yeah, right. Because
it looked like it was going in, and it's like
Nick Folk.
And then fucking my friend at work, she's like screaming. She's like, no, because she thought they were, you know,
yeah.
No, she thought she was screaming, yeah. And then as soon as it went boing, she was screaming no because she just didn't want him winning. She's yeah. I don't know what she really has a hard on for.
I just can't even hate Brady anymore, man.
Yeah, that's what I was telling her. I'm like, listen, it's just. Whatever, but it's funny. I just saw an article, well, a headline saying that Eli Manning was trolling.
Oh no, he definitely was trolling. I saw the footage of that.
What was it?
Oh, they told him like isn't it time for you to go to bed? Like when they were interviewing each other. I can find it right now if we can play it.
Yeah, send it to me. I'll play it. Yeah. But yeah, no, I mean like this football season's been it's been pretty good. That Steelers. Ugh, shit, Steelers and Seahawks game was fucking insane. Did you catch that?
No, I did not.
It was last week, I believe.
I just sent it to you. Which one? Which is who?
Steelers and Seahawks.
No, I did not see Steelers and Seahawks.
Bro, that shit. Tomlin, I mean, oh my God.
I didn't give it a chance because, crazy. And I hate to say it, because Russell Wilson wasn't there. And I know
he was on
Geno
the sideline.
Yeah, but no, but he's not playing. So it's like, I wanted to see like the best player there. And Geno Smith is whatever. But yeah, I know one player doesn't make the whole
he's
team.
He's whatever, but they did... It was like that shit was insane. They got themselves into overtime, but the way that they kept just psyching it out and trying to get themselves, what was it? They did a play. Seahawks did some fucking play. Like, pretty much, what is it? Steelers were going to win. Mm-hmm. Seahawks did some play that I can't remember right now, but that shit was hilarious, where a Steeler fumbled the ball. So they got it and then ran into position to play the next game with, like, 5 seconds left on the clock. And they were about to start it, and then the clock ran out. Then they were trying to use that as an argument, like, no, put more time on it, put more time on the clock, okay, so we can finish that game.
Okay, okay.
And what's his, damn it, I can't remember his name, homie, that's the Steelers coach. Black guy?
That looks like Omar Epps.
Yeah.
Damn, I forget his name.
The chunky Omar Epps. I can't, damn, I can't, it's not, I don't know why I said Tomlin earlier, but it's not.
Mike Tomlin.
It is Tomlin. Yeah, oh, okay. Mike Tomlin. So Tomlin looks fucking furious, like he always is.
Of course.
Always, always. I don't ever, like, I mean, unless they win, like, you don't really, most of the time, he's just, the anxiety that exudes off that man is hilarious. Like, you could see it, like, just radiating off him on the TV. So anyway, so he's pissed. He's yelling at the fucking ref that's standing in front of him lit with his arms out trying to block him, acting like Tomlin's going to fucking try to go around him and shit. And he's just cursing him out, like, going off. You can see it. And, yeah, like, they were able to get more time on the clock. They only got, like, what, 3 seconds on the clock. And they were able to do, I forgot what it was, they were able to do a play that got them to do a field goal. And the field goal got them into overtime. They still lost.
Okay, okay, gotcha.
But it was the way that they did that, it was just that shit. Those plays were fucking brilliant to me.
I don't know. Most games that go into overtime usually are, like, last-second type things. Which is great.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. Which no, I always but enjoy. It's the way that they did it. I haven't seen a play like that in a long time. So it kind of like, I was like, oh my God, I was so into it.
No, I was go back and check. I really haven't had much time to check the highlights anyway. No, but I should.
That shit was, the Seahawks shit with Russell, that shit looked fucking crazy with his finger.
That's fucking dope. I like the fact that we got into some sports and shit. I wasn't even sure if he was catching up on the games. I know my Knicks is doing fantastic right now. They're not the Bulls. The Bulls are apparently the only team that are fucking undefeated in the Eastern Conference. But the Knicks won their first two games and looking crazy out here.
I haven't been able to watch much basketball lately.
Oh, my God. The Knicks are looking amazing.
Yeah, they had a game on. I think I had, like, one of my tables watching it, but everybody else was watching football. Because the only day I really watch, like, I'll work when there's games playing is Sunday. Saturday, it's a random fight night that I always tend to miss because I check it. And then the college games, that's it. So I usually miss shit. So, but no, like, it'll work picks back up around this time, like, no, especially November and then Thanksgiving and then holidays. So, and then right after it's March Madness. I miss March Madness. Last year was not the same. I miss that shit. So, yeah, I'm excited.
No doubt, no doubt. I guess we should just move on from now. I don't even know how to segue into the next shit.
Just segue.
Just fucking move it. All right, fuck it. So we can get into the music or we can get into the other stuff, the other thing, the Chappelle stuff. We can just get right into it, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, all the backlash that's been going on right now. Do you want, you have your videos as well,
do you correct? Want that first one or the second one?
We should play the first one. Yeah.
Nobody will touch this film. Thank God for Ted Sarandos at Netflix. He's the only one that didn't cancel me yet. To the transgender community, I am more than willing to give you an audience, but you will not summon me. I am not bending to anybody's demands. And if you want to meet with me, I'd be more than willing to, but I have some conditions. Nobody will touch. It's been said in the press.
Do you want me to play the second one or no?
Was that? All right, no, I'm sorry.
Do you want me to play the second one?
I guess that was the gist of it.
Well, no, I didn't even get to the demands.
Oh, let's hear the demands, yeah.
What? No, but the second video, did it have demands? I played it earlier. I don't remember.
No, I don't think I heard them.
Transgender employees at Netflix, and I refuse. That is not true. If they had invited me, I would have accepted it, although I am confused about what we are speaking about. I said what I said, and boy, I heard what you said. My God, How could I not? You said you want a safe working environment at Netflix. Well, it seems like I'm the only one that can't go to the office anymore.
As he just drinks, he goes back to drinking and shit. But yeah. Did you see if you could find like a list of it, whatever he says? But yeah. Huh? Yeah, the demands. So we already had talked about it previously. What is it to say? We talked about the special when it came out. Then everybody protesting about it. I saw this video at like just now, and I saw the video around, but I actually didn't get to listen to it. And this woman, I didn't get her name, assuming transgendered woman is talking about, this is pretty much saying like, this is not a form of cancel culture, but isn't it?
Absolutely it is.
Yeah, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And this is in front of the Netflix building. I'm confused by that. So I don't know if I should play that or not. Should I?
You know what? I want to see if there is, if I can find those conditions.
So while you're doing that, I'll play it then.
All right, fuck it.
So I want to make it very clear that this isn't an instance of cancel culture, because I've invited Dave Chappelle to have transformative dialogue with us on multiple occasions. And he has made it clear that it is not of interest to him. So just to be clear, this isn't cancel culture, but an avoidance of accountability when we've invited you to be a part of the repair that it takes to be able to not only heal culture, but to move all of us forward. And so
I don't know. Because he's saying like I wasn't. Right. It's all very confusing.
And I did find those conditions, by the way.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
So, this was his quote: "To the transgender community, I am more than willing to give you an audience, but you will not summon me. I am not bending to anybody's demands. And if you want to meet with me, I would be more than willing to, but I have some conditions. First of all, you cannot come if you have not watched my special from beginning to end." I wholeheartedly agree with just that off the bat.
For sure.
All these people. I've seen like, that.
I heard that somewhere. I don't know if that's probably the videos we just played too.
Because a lot of this shit is really just clips that people send to each other. That someone just spliced themselves to make their own fucking narrative.
Yeah, there's these tweets that came out from this transgendered woman. And
Hannah Gadsby.
No. I don't remember her name right now. But she, like, people were saying, like, why aren't you saying anything about this? They kept adding her. Okay. And she responded back. She's like, well, I haven't seen it, so I'm not going to talk. Right. But for those people that are trying to speak for us, it's cool. But, like, don't. Yeah. Like, it's not, like, she, and I've seen her on the RuPaul shit. That's how I'm like, oh, okay. It's like TS something. I feel like she has, like, two initials and then her last name. I forgot how it is. But yeah, she spoke about it, and it was pretty fucking real what she was saying. It's like, well, I haven't seen it, so I'm not going to speak on it.
Right.
But it's really not that big of a deal kind of thing. Like, just, you guys need to chill out. So, yeah.
They put a lot of stock into it. So that was the first condition. Second one, you must come to a place of my choosing at a time of my choosing.
You could take that anyway.
Yeah, you can take it different ways.
Record it, yeah.
And thirdly, you must admit that Hannah Gadsby is not funny.
I don't even know what that is. Let me look it up.
That was the person that was...
Let me see. Hannah Gadsby fans hit back at Dave Chappelle's claims she is not funny. Who the fuck is... Oh!
It's a fellow comedian.
Yeah, Australian comedian. Yeah. Yeah, so I see this now. I don't know.
He also had another quote there. He's like, I want everyone in the audience to know that even though the media frames this as me versus everyone in that community, that is not what it is. Do not blame the LGBTQ community for any of this shit. This has nothing to do with them. It's about corporate interest and what I cannot say. For the record, and I need you to know this, everyone I know from that community has been nothing but loving and supporting. So I don't know what all this nonsense is about.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like a healthcare advocate. Our name is Kendall Brown.
Right.
It said, and is a fan of Hannah Gadsby. says Hannah Gatsby is living rent-free in the heads of every male comedian in existence and absolutely eating them up inside. And for that, parentheses, among other things, I love her very much. And it's just more bullshit about her being funny. That's it.
Yeah.
And somebody says Chappelle seems super drunk and self-pitying. Sorry. Totally unnecessary to take a shot at Hannah and sick his internet trolls on her.
Oh, come on. Jesus.
Yeah, I think this went... Oh, shit. Sorry, I hit the mic. This went completely... I don't know. Well, left. A lot left.
As far as the special, like, it's crazy how just, like, one special can, like, flip the fucking world around. Because
yeah.
of the, but, like, it's a topic that kind of needed to be addressed that some... A lot of people were feeling for for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's... And then when it's... When it's said that way, you know, with the story, like, as well as Dave Chappelle can put it, it really gets people thinking, it gets people talking, and I can see why it got a whole other group of people, you know, in an uproar.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and when you think about it that way, it's like, you know, it that makes for good quality content. That's what you want to see. And 100%. Comedians really should be allowed to, like, speak like that. That's their job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, isn't that something like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, it's like philosophers.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty much modern day philosophers.
Yeah.
They question the way that society moves and acts and stuff like that. And they bring up great points that turn into, you know, conversation starters among everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great thing that they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even like from comedians like Carlin, you know, to Chappelle, which is like, to me, like the new age Carlin, to like Louis C.K., you know, before his old mess. Because I haven't really heard anything after his mess.
I can see that as, sorry, to go back to Chappelle being like the new Carlin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Just that modern day philosopher just has a good worldview about everything going on.
Yeah. Because like the what was it? The seven, like the seven curse word thing.
Yeah, seven words and you can't say on TV or whatever.
Yeah, that one, that just seemed, especially at that time, just like, holy shit, what the hell is he doing? And then, you know, so that one, yeah, if you compare it to maybe not this, you can kind of compare it. I mean, to a lot of what Chappelle says, then yeah, because you have the people that aren't upset by it, then you have the people that are like extremely upset about it, even if it doesn't even directly affect them,
right?
So,
which is crazy, but that when I see that happening all the time in other spaces too.
Mm-hmm. Like this is definitely cancel culture, though. For her to say this is not cancel culture, no, it is.
But
it
where
is. You're demanding Netflix to take all of his shows down. All of his, like, even the posters in the building, everything, any space that he has in Netflix, or, like, his name, you want them, that's cancel.
Yeah.
It's cancel culture. I don't see how that's not. Just because you're saying that you invited him, then it's not. Like, I don't.
Yeah. You're right, yeah, the hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Hey, look, everybody's a hypocrite. We know this.
Yeah, and it also kind of seems a little crazy to me to think that there is more, it seems like there's almost like more uproar about canceling Dave Chappelle right now than there is R. Kelly.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. Because no, I haven't take down, I mean, I've like, there are people that are taking down his music, but it's not everything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not the stuff that he written. Like, you know, I mean, he wrote, it's not anything that he's credited on musically or just, you know, I don't know. It's just weird.
Well, I don't know. Maybe because, like,
we have to get rid of fucking Space Jam.
Nah,
just
that song in Space Jam, but not the movie.
Technically,
you can't have so much.
Then it's just an awkward moment where the song plays and it's not there.
I'll switch it up. Yeah, gotta play something else.
That's a chunk of Jordan you have to cancel out.
Chunk of Jordan.
It's a chunk of Jordan. You have to cancel out for it. Yeah. That it's just, I don't know.
That's right at the end, right? That's after. No, that's when he gets.
I can't remember. I haven't seen Space Jam in
forever. When the spaceship lands.
I know it's on soundtrack.
When the spaceship lands and the platform comes down and he's walking off of it.
I think so.
Yeah. And he's still wearing a.
I haven't seen that in a good like 15 years. So I don't know.
Damn, that long.
Yeah, but I know it's on the soundtrack. I know, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's when it says, yeah.
Oh, come on. Whatever. Anyway.
Oh, I'm going to miss you when we're not here anymore. By the way, guys, there's a couple things happening. I know you guys have maybe noticed that we haven't been doing video episodes in a minute. We've been trying to get some stuff together, but coming very soon, in the next couple of weeks.
Very, very soon.
We're going to be having some video setups, and we're going to be at a new location. It's going to be cat-free, hopefully. You never know.
No, it will be.
Okay.
It will be.
Well, let's hope animal-free, too.
Yeah. The only other person that would bring his dog there, he hasn't been around, so.
Okay, yeah. Which I heard, I talked to Mikey in passing to check it. Like, mm-hmm. We still got to get him as a guest. I don't know what the hell we're going to talk about, but it should be funny.
I keep telling him this, and he would just be like, yeah, I'm going to do it. But then when we're there, he's like, no.
See, it's going to be a different story. Yeah, I feel like it's going to be a different story.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have to say his name and be like, yo, just talk to us. We'll give you an alias the whole time.
God, imagine he makes me blur his face. I'm gonna punch him in his fucking throat, bro.
Yeah, you can be like, it'll be like Parks. We'll just take a shot of his thigh.
Yeah,
we can do it that way.
No, you just be off to the side. You'll have a mic, and that's it.
Yeah.
We could totally do that, I think.
We can do that, yeah.
We could definitely do that.
Just have another relationship episode. That was the idea originally, right?
No, that was it. Yeah. It was supposed to be like his whole animal thing.
The shark, right?
Or
dolphin. Your shark or a dolphin?
I know there's a shark, the dolphin. There's a bear. I don't know.
Yo, this is like 100 episodes ago that we talked about this,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
Think about it.
It was in the very beginning when we were shooting there.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And he was saying it for forever, forever. He was saying it even before we started recording. No, yeah, we started recording.
We
got to
see if he remembers.
The first episode we did that, right?
It'd be great. Hey, if he's just a fucking guest on the first episode we have, I'd be completely fine with that.
Yeah, he is going to be there. I'll talk to him. I'll see.
Be like, yo, just give us 15 minutes. Like, just break it down for us.
Just do it.
Yeah, just do it. Just do it, right? Come on.
Just do it. Oh, man. I haven't said that in a while. Remember, I used to be like, just fucking do it.
Just fucking do it.
Just do it. But, yeah, so I don't know. We'll see, because he's going to be fucking hilarious. Then I had the other guy that wanted to be, specifically, he wanted to be on episode 69.
The guy
that I work with, and he was like, no, it's not gonna just be sex, but like, we'll talk about, he was like, well, whatever you guys want to talk about. I'm like, we talk about everything. Yeah. Like, there's really nothing that's like not on the table that we won't talk about. Like, we can talk about whatever.
He's also gonna hit us up when we get to 420. He's like, oh, can I be a part of that?
He is a pothead, so he might. So
just fucking hit, nigga.
I don't know, but when we got close to it, he punked out. Just like when he wanted me to help him with his music, he punked out. And then he talking to me later on about, like, recently actually, and he's like, all right, so if trying to do something with me but without you, so it was actually kind of funny, because he just kept questioning me about you. He's like, I think we could actually. I'm like, yeah, my co-host. He's like, no, like, oh, like, he's just talking about a bunch of bullshit. He's like, why isn't the podcast successful, blah 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 blah. And I'm like things like that. And then he's like, well, I can go on. And I'm like, yeah, you can be the third chair. Like, and not the third chair. I'm like, yeah, you can be a guest. Yeah, I offered that to you a while ago when you first asked me to be. I was like, yeah, no problem.
So you're basically saying that he was questioning my role in the podcast, and he wanted to take over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right.
There can only be one Beyonce, though.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I mean, I don't. He's very argumentative and likes debating and everything. So I thought it actually would be good. And I still think it would be good to have him on, because he gets a little crazy. He does. We actually had this debate when we were at the bar after. They got super heated. And I didn't partake in it, because I know he was trying to, like, rile up people. And it went from sexuality being a choice, which all of us disagreed. And he was like, but, and his arguments, I think he was just too many beers in. His arguments didn't really make sense, because he kept going. He was like, there's not one person here. He got really mad because somebody laughed. Because I laughed, but like, my phone was covering my face because I was playing a game. I'm like, I'm not doing this today. You're not going to rile me up. So I'm listening, but I'm acting like I'm not in it. And I laugh, but I don't think he singled somebody out. He's like, oh, well, if you're going to fucking laugh at me. And then he got into it, and he was like, there's not one person here who doesn't do something based on what other people think.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't influence. And he's like, well, yeah. And then he's like, and then he mentions insecurities. Somebody mentioned love. Love has nothing to do with it. Like, what? So, yeah, he's one of those. So I think it would actually be good.
Love doesn't influence something that you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then once he actually listened to that person's take on the whole love thing, then it's like, okay, so we can add this into the debate. And it was a very messy. He can be very messy, but I feel like it would still be good content. So,
okay, well, I mean, as long as it's controlled, I mean, does he have a podcast of his own?
No.
Does he plan on starting
one?
He's
a walking podcast. He's a walking debater. Master debater. That's what I always call him. Like, you master debater.
Well, I mean, if he's got ideas, I'd love to hear him. If he has ideas, besides just starting an argument every episode, you know?
We shall see. I think it'll be interesting, though. But yeah. Regardless, what else we have?
Let me see. Besides that, let me see. Oh, the Kevin Gates thing. So, I mean, I don't know if I can send it to you. Or, yeah, actually, the Kyrie thing. We can get into that.
Okay.
Yeah, so, what's the video that you had? You want to just go into that, or?
Yeah, well, before I play it. So Kyrie will not be allowed to play or practice with the Brooklyn Nets until he is vaccinated. And it's been a lot of shit on it, you know, other players chiming in on it, other, you know, celebrities chiming in, others saying that he's doing too much and he just needs to play. Other people are saying, keep your feet grounded in what you believe, and it's a whole bunch of like push and pull with this. So I'm gonna play this real quick if it ever loads or not. Oh no! Oh, there it is. Never mind.
Continue to revolve around this and that, and yo, you're gonna lose out on money, and you're gonna lose out on this. Like, so what? It's not about the money, baby. It's not always about the money. It's about choosing what's best for you. You think I really want to lose money? You think I really want to give up on my dream to go after a championship? You think I really just want to give up my job? You think I really just want to sit at home and not go after the things with my teammates that I've been able to grow with, to learn that it takes sacrifice in this space? Because we could be easily at home chilling with our families, but we're choosing to go out there and perform. You know, and even in that job, like, that's a dream come true. I've been working on that since I was in fourth grade. You think I want to give up my livelihood because of a mandate, because I don't have accommodations, because I'm unvaccinated? Come on. I'm not going to be used as a person in this agenda. You know, like, I'm not.
Yeah. There's been a whole bunch of people on his, like, well, what do you think? Let me know what you think.
Man, it's tough. I mean, like, you know. I know people that are vaxxed. I know people that aren't vaxxed. I know everyone has their reasons, and I know not to judge anybody on any reason for doing whatever they want.
Yeah.
And it just sucks to be put in that position, you know, because, you know, you have a team. Like, even though it's just a game at the end of the day, yeah, it's just a team game, but you have a certain number of individuals that are counting on you to help them get to, you know, a big goal.
Yeah.
And you're getting paid millions of dollars for it. It's not like an everyday job that people have, an everyday 9-to-5.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is kind of a big deal, you know. But like I was saying before, everybody's choice is their choice.
Yeah.
So I really can't be mad at that, you know.
Because there was somebody else, too, right before. Which is Kyrie. It's Kyrie. So that's why he's getting more he's
publicity.
Getting more press. Yeah. There was somebody before that I can't say his name. Abdul Jabbar? Yeah.
Kareem Abdul Jabbar?
Yeah.
Okay. I forgot his first name.
Yeah, his stance was like, the fuck are you doing? Like, not verbatim. I don't remember it, but I had it saved when we were going to talk about it. I don't think we ended up recording that that week, though. Pretty much saying, like, just get vaxxed. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Basically. Like, okay. You know. But I mean, yeah, he was super fucking aggressive. His comment was a little aggressive, very, very super aggressive. Actually,
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's.
Yeah. About getting vaccinated and like, you know, get in line type of shit. So yeah, and Kyrie's been getting the same treatment, just more publicity because he is Kyrie.
Yeah.
So the other player, I could not remember his name or even what team he's on, and I feel bad. But yeah, he got excluded. I know there's like even some football players are getting excluded too. There was a coach, actually. It was a Washington, I think. One of their coaches.
They had to resign.
Yeah, he had forced to resign because he wouldn't get vaxxed.
Right.
So, I mean, I get it. But then at the same time, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't, because we were talking about this at work. And to me, it's like, if you had, because I know people, like, you know, there's people that are vaxxed and people that aren't vaxxed. The people that are vaxxed, I know people who had just gotten it, just got COVID, then got vaxxed. But then I also saw somewhere from the CDC, if you had COVID, you don't get vaxxed within like 6 months. Yeah. Because it works the same. We're talking about this at work. And I'm like, doesn't it work the same? Like, you have the antibodies. That's why when I knew somebody close, not close, but like close enough that I could have got COVID again, I didn't, because I had antibodies. I got tested and everything.
Right.
And then the person who was like our middleman, he already had COVID, and he was with her. Like, they're together like every day. And, you know, they're best friends and shit. And I would have caught it through him, you know, from him catching it through her. He already had it and he got tested and he was fine.
Yeah.
So everybody's thing is, it's if you saw the antibodies,
yeah,
then it's essentially the same thing. If anything, those antibodies from having COVID, would be stronger than having the antibodies from vaccine.
Now, see, that question would have seemed like something that you would be asked when you go to get these vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
But that was never asked. The only thing that was asked of me was my name, just information about me.
Because they just want to keep giving it out.
Right, yeah. But see, that's the thing. Like, if that's the case, and the CDC really feels that way, and they're in conjunction with Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, whoever is hosting these places,
mm-hmm.
that feels like something that they should know. Hey, by any chance, did you get COVID, or were you tested for COVID in the past 6 months?
No, because
then you probably shouldn't take this.
Yeah, a friend of mine actually, because I had asked her, and she's like, no, because when she, what was it? She had COVID right before I did. So when she came back to work, it was while I was like, I still had my 1 week left
mm-hmm.
Going back to work. And she mentioned getting it, like she was going to get it. She said, I'm just going to get it, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then it was like months ago, obviously. And then recently, like in that same conversation, I asked, I was like, oh, did you ever get it? Because a bunch of them were talking about the booster shots and shit. She was like, no. When I went there, they asked me, when did you last have COVID? Or like, did you ever? And
yeah.
She told them, and they're like, oh no, you can't really. Like, it kind of, and they said, like, it's not going to cancel out, but there's no point in you getting this if you just had it. You still have the antibodies. It's the same thing. You have to, like, just come back. Or, yeah, I forgot when they told her to come back. They were like, just, you have the antibodies, so you're fine. For now. Yeah. She was like, yeah, that they told me, like, okay, no, you're good for now. So, like, so I don't, she was like, yeah, so I just never got the vaccine. Yeah.
Hmm. I mean, and now I see how they're changing shit up in New York. Like, they're making it more of, like, a mandate thing.
Oh, yeah, no, there was this girl, friend of mine that went for a job interview. Everything was great, but she's not vaccinated, so she didn't get the job.
Shit, bro. Was that, like, what, like, the last question?
I guess so.
Hey, before we give you this, are you vaxxed?
Yeah, she literally went through the entire process. Well, then they asked her, and then, bam, no.
Well, we love everything that you're about. Your resume is great. Your references look solid.
And she was pissed. She was like, because she came in from Jersey to the city, and then,
dude, that
yeah.
sucks, man. Yeah, so something that probably should have been mentioned from the jump.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they just assumed that everybody's vaxxed.
Probably. They probably just assumed, just because New York, you have to be completely, because, you know, Juan has family that they're starting to come out here if they want to go out to eat because they're not vaxxed.
Yeah.
They don't want
to
do it.
I'm noticing I've gone out to a couple places now without my mask on, and I noticed everyone else has a mask on but me.
Really? I feel like it's reverse.
No. I went to Walmart the other day. Everyone in there with a mask except me.
Really?
Yeah. This is a Monday evening around 6:30, so it's not packed, but it's also not quiet.
No, there are times where, like
post office also.
Oh yeah, like I'll go like to supermarket. I mean, I get my shit delivered anyway. But if I'm just grabbing a couple things, like when I get like packs of water, I'm not gonna have somebody deliver fucking packs of water. I feel bad.
Yeah.
So I'll just go get it myself. I get like the big shit myself. And what was it? There were some people that had it, some people that didn't. It was a mix. But there are times like my job. It's rare that somebody has a mask on.
Yeah.
Like when actually going out to eat, I don't know.
It really is a location thing most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it depends on the case, maybe. I don't know. Or the person. I don't know.
Like, I still got mine. And then other times I feel like I should wear it, other times I don't. Yeah. And I told myself I was going to wear it wherever, like, if it's a business, if the people that work at the business have it on, I'll have it on. Mm-hmm. But I don't always carry it in my pocket. Sometimes I just forget and I'm already in. I'm like, fuck it, I'm in there. Oh, yeah. And there's no rule saying I can't anymore.
Yeah, I carry mine regardless. Sometimes I don't wear it, sometimes I do. Yeah. I carry mine regardless just in case. And it's like, oh, okay. Like, me and my mom, we had a day last week where we just hung out. Because she's either in the office or home. She's like, I need to do something. I'm going crazy.
Yeah.
So we went out. We went to Asbury Park, just walked around and shit. And as we're about to, head to, the beach area, she's like, shit, do I wear a mask? I'm like, wow, you're
right,
vaxxed.
Yeah.
I was like, ma, you're vaxxed. Like, you're fine. Do you wear a mask? I'm like, I have one. If somebody says anything, I have one. I just be like, oh my God, I didn't know I didn't have it on. And then I'll put it back on.
Yeah, there's always another type of group to make you feel bad. There's a group that makes you feel bad if you're not vaxxed. Mm-hmm. There's a group that makes you feel bad if you didn't get your booster. There's a group that makes you feel bad if you're vaxxed, you got your booster shot, but you're still not wearing a mask. So yeah. No matter what, you're fucked unless you're doing everything. And then there's also a group that gets at you if you're driving without a mask on.
I'm sorry. No. Driving with a fucking mask on. Okay.
That's the weirdest fucking shit. Is this our grinding gears?
This is what grinds my fucking gears, bro. People, when I.
Sound effect.
Do we have one? We need to have one. We gotta figure it out. We'll find a sound effect for this segment. It pisses me off, honestly. Like, I'll be in my car.
Talk about it.
When I see somebody driving.
Yeah.
And I'll look for the Uber sign. I'll look for, any type of sign that it's a taxi. I'll even look at the fucking plates to see if it's a New York one that has a T and the C or whatever.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
You are a regular fucking person wearing a mask in the car with your own germs.
Oh,
what is the point? You're inhaling your own germs, so why not take the mask? You're driving, bro. Like,
triple whammy if it's an old foreigner. Foreigners with a COVID mask on driving is the worst.
I just don't understand. If you're really worried about the air outside having COVID getting into your car, there is a button, right, that goes from the air coming from outside.
Yeah.
Or cycling inside. Just hit the cycling so you don't get the which is my favorite one. I always make sure that button is lit up just because I hate when you get exhaust in the car.
Yeah.
But it's just so fucking stupid. It's so stupid to me. I just I want to know the logic.
Well, no, it's the same logic as when you go into a restaurant. You have to go walk in with your mask on until you get seated. And then you can take it off.
We all think it's fucking stupid.
Exactly. Same logic.
Yeah,
though.
No, there are people I don't stand close to the tables. Like, if I have, I usually try to feel them out if they care or not. If they don't care, I get close, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But this one lady, I walked up to the table. I'm far from them. She put the mask on to talk to me. When she didn't have that, she had it around her neck.
Yeah.
She put it on. Then I've had other tables that just had it the entire time. Or no, it wasn't my table. Somebody told me, yo, this lady or this couple had their mask on the entire time and took it down, pulled the mask down to take a bite of something and then put it back on.
That's wild shit. That's wild.
That's wild.
That's wild. That's a little too much.
My mask tends to move around and fall off. If I'm talking too long with it on, if I'm not adjusting it.
Yeah.
So, what? You're eating with the mask on? How can you even breathe, bro?
And then you notice, I feel like I check it, there's always at least one person that's got the mask on.
Oh, yeah.
There's always at least one or two.
It was funny. There was these two girls that came in. One, they walked up, no mask on. Then I seen one pull the mask out of her pocket to put it on.
Yeah,
the other one didn't do anything.
Yeah.
So then, and they walked in, and I seen still, even when they're paying, they're sitting down. She had that mask on the entire night. Her friend just didn't at all.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, and then when they walked out, she took the mask off. So I'm just thinking in my head, your friend, what's the logic behind this?
Right.
I get you wanting to wear a mask at an event. I'm not going to tell nobody to take a mask off. But you're with somebody who does not wear a mask the entire time, walking around the entire time, and then you guys are going to get in a car together and you're going to take off your mask.
Right, guaranteed you're going to take off your mask with that person. You're right. Absolutely.
Oh, sorry. The headphones are dying. So I was like, what happened?
Yeah, no, guaranteed that mask is coming off when they ride in the car together.
it came off in the outside as soon as she walked out the front door. That's because I seen them leaving and I said bye, blah blah blah. They were like the first people that came in, and then they left. And I'm like, I'm just standing there. I remember somebody, I don't know, Mikey was like, "You good?" Because I was just staring, and I started like smiling and laughing. He's like, "Fuck you laughing at?" Nothing. What's up? Like, I was like, "What do you need?" But because he caught me just staring and laughing, like, "Are you gonna take off your mask? You took off your mask." Like, it just, I don't know. The logic behind it, I don't know. I guess it's because it's new times. Nobody knows.
A lot of this stuff ain't logical. Obviously, yeah, it's a new shit. We don't know anything.
No, because I'm pretty sure people don't think it's logical that, like, I'll not wear a mask. But to say, I don't know. To me, it's like, if I'm gonna be around these same people that are, like, these same people that I work with, even if they are vaxxed, they'll look at me like, "Yo, just take your mask off." Yeah. Like, just, it's fine. Just take it off. And I'm like, "Well, I'm not." You know, just take it off. You already had it. You have antibodies. And you're going to, if you're going to catch something, you're probably going to catch something from us catching shit from these people that come in.
Straight up.
So regardless.
At this point, I think we've gotten over that fear of what corona can do. Like, we know it can kill just as much as the flu can or whatever, but, like, you see people out here taking the chances just like they did when we knew how bad the flu was.
Yeah.
People out here just doing what they do.
I think we're like over the hump. I think that's why they're trying so much harder to get people vaxxed.
Yeah.
Because just people just don't care anymore.
Yeah. And if anything, this is a reminder, like, just to, you know, wash your hands, keep clean.
Yeah.
Clean your stuff up. You know, it was another lesson in personal hygiene.
Because regardless, you can be vaxxed and that is the wild thing. You can have COVID but not get it right away. Yeah. Right, because you have the antibodies, but I hear people who get the vaccine and then catch it still.
Yeah. And I've never heard of a sickness so bad that everyone's got a different story of how they get it and what they get from it.
How it affects people,
and how it affects them.
Yeah,
that is the craziest part about this whole fucking thing.
Does the flu affect everybody the same?
Well, there's classic symptoms of the flu, right?
Classic, you're right.
But like with COVID, it's like, "Oh, well, I had diarrhea for a whole week." Or like, "Oh, I couldn't, I had no energy." "Oh, I lost my sense of smell or sense of taste. Yeah. Like, there's so many different ones that you may not get or you do get.
I've had multiple conversations with different people.
Right.
I've heard so many. Like this one girl, she goes to me, she was telling me that, like, you know, she had the runs and she was throwing up and she was like, "Yo, it was a fucking mess for 2 weeks." No, I think it lasted less than a week that she was like that. The rest of it, she was just exhausted and had no smell and no taste.
Right.
But I'm like, I didn't get that. Like, I literally, like, I still had
different shit.
And she had no appetite. She was like, "At one point, I literally just remember laying in the bathroom floor and just being like, what am I throwing up?
Yeah.
I have no appetite. I'm not eating anything." I think she lost like mad weight during COVID.
Crazy.
Mind you, like, I had an appetite. I just had to wait for him to leave me food. That's it. Outside my door. Until he got tested and he had it. And I was just like, freedom. I don't have to be in this fucking room anymore. That shit was rough. And I had fucking cats outside my door crying and shit. That was funny.
Cat lady.
Oh, my babies.
Yeah, crazy time. But again, this is a freak fucking sickness as far as I look at it.
Yeah.
You don't know how you're getting it. You don't know how it could happen. We still don't have all the information that we'd like to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, you know.
It is what it is. All right, what's next?
Yeah.
What else we have?
Let me see. What else besides that?
We did Kyrie
Did we even really talk much about how we felt about the Kyrie thing? We gave our opinion and everything. It just sucks, basically. You're an intern.
Yeah, I don't know. We talked about it. I just don't. I didn't say what I would do if I were him. I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't leave?
Huh?
You wouldn't get vaxxed though, or you would get vaxxed?
No, okay, I wouldn't get vaxxed. No, I wouldn't get vaxxed. Because even I think like LeBron got vaxxed and then said like, was it LeBron? I forgot who it was. So it was a player. I feel like it was LeBron or like. Pretty much saying, like, we're not, like, this is, I got vaxxed, but I'm not doing it to tell other people to do it. I think they were trying to get him to weigh in on Kyrie, because I feel like I saw it around the same time. And he was like, I didn't get vaxxed to force other people to get vaxxed. You do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And there are a lot of players that are like that. Then you have some that are like, bro, just do it. Then you have some that are, you know, right there with Kyrie and are not playing, which, I mean, I who, get it, but it's just not fucking fair, honestly.
Who do you think is more toxic to their team, Ben Simmons or Kyrie? You know about the Ben Simmons situation, right?
Wait, which one? There's something new?
No, the fact that he decided not to play.
Oh.
And then he recently spoke out saying that he wasn't mentally prepared to play any games.
Toxic?
Who he thinks is toxic because he was causing a problem within his teammates and bringing a lot of unwanted attention.
Well, that's more toxic. That it's not toxic if Kyrie wants to get a fucking shot or not. No, that's hands down Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons is worse, yeah.
Yeah, because Kyrie, like, that's hands down Simmons, because Kyrie, like, that's different.
But both are situations where people are going to be like, yo, man the fuck up and go and do your job.
Yes, you can have the same answer for two different situations, but you can't call somebody not wanting to inject themselves with some bullshit over somebody who's causing issues. Mm. He's stirring up the pot. That's, like, the definition of toxic.
Yeah, so it's kind of similar, but not really.
Yeah. Like, it's just similar answers.
Yeah.
Not even really, but yeah.
Yeah. Bad.
No, but, like, before we get off this shit, so we, this Saturday, that afternoon before the last check-in, I didn't even get to talk about this. So it was my sister's birthday, and we were celebrating my sister and my aunt's birthday that day.
Shout out to your sister.
And, yeah, shout out to Liana. And she's heavily, like, not into the vax, right? And I've told you before, like, my mom will bring it up in group chats, and I'll keep quiet. And then she singled me out, and I still kept quiet. And then my sister chimed in. Then Velvet texts me, like, on the side. She's like, ooh, your mom had that coming. I'm like, yeah, she definitely did. So my sister went off. So anyway, I don't know how this came up, but I look over to Jordan, and I was just like, oh, my God, can this conversation be over? The vaccine came up where my aunt, me and Liana are the only ones at that table that aren't vaxxed. Everybody else is.
How many people were there?
I was like, 8 of us, I think. 8 to 10 in that range. And
20%, no big deal.
Yeah, and it's just me and her, and that's it. Everybody else is vaxxed. And I look at Jordan.
Had Liana gotten COVID yet?
She thinks she did. Like, you know that the group of people that think they did before COVID actually, like, the name COVID came out?
Oh, me, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like that, yeah. So, yeah, she got it that February where her and her man, like, they had to do 2-3 rounds of, like, heavy antibiotics.
Right.
And then they were fine. But the doctors had no idea what they had. And she didn't lose taste or smell. Like, I didn't technically lose taste. She just tasted like bleach for me. For her, she is about the same. She said everything just tasted like gaga. Like, she said that she had like chicken and like or fries, and she was dipping ketchup. She would have the ketchup, and all she tasted was the vinegar in the ketchup, like that. Everything just tastes like it literally tastes like I was eating bleach. It was fucking weird. But anyway, so so they start talking about it, and I put my head down. I'm like, oh my God. Oh no, Juan was there too. So it's Juan, but Juan was just quiet. And I'm like, just change the subject. And then Jordan hears me because I look over and he hears, he's like, oh my God, please do. And he's looking down. He's like, I'm not getting in this. I'm not. And luckily my aunt didn't try to pull anybody into the conversation, but she's like, I believe in it. She's like, well, I got it because I believe in it. And I'm just thinking in my head, I'm like, nobody, whatever. I'm not going to even get into it now. But I just thought it was funny when people say, oh, I'm not getting because I don't believe in it. Believe in what? It's a vaccine. What is there to believe in?
Wait, as far as the reason for not getting it or the reason for doing it?
Or both. Like, why? I don't get that statement. To me, I don't know. That statement, to me, doesn't make sense. What is there to, that? Like, when you say believe in, like, there's, you believe in God or you don't. Vaccine, it's literally right there. It's a vaccine.
Other than believing that this whole sickness is real and that if you get this injection, it'll take care of it?
I guess so. No, I mean, like, if you're asking me that, but I'm taking it as an answer.
Right.
I'm assuming so, but it still doesn't make sense to me because it's a vaccine. It's like saying, I don't believe in this phone that's right here.
Okay.
Yeah, to me, it's like, I don't, like, nobody's asking if you believe it or not.
Yeah.
Like, that, I mean, that's what it was. Like, she's like, oh, no, I'm not putting anything in my body, blah, blah, blah. And then Monster, like, well, I believe in it, so I wanted to say something smart, but I'm like, let me not. I'm just not going to do it. It's her birthday. Let me not.
What would it take, or what would it take for people, for most people? Well, let me say just
Shit. I keep doing that. Sorry, guys. God, what?
No. Well, we said before, because you mentioned before that you didn't want to get vaxxed.
Mm-hmm.
What would it take for you, and who would it have to be from in order for you to want to take it?
You've asked me this before when we had DZH on. I would not take it. I'm good.
That's right. Did I ask it? How did I ask it before? The same way?
You didn't ask me from who. You just say, like, if what would...
Or just what would it take?
Yeah, what would it take for you to take it? And both of us were like, nah.
No, when's the last time you took any vaccine?
I do not recall. I do not recall.
So definitely not in the past year?
No.
Flu shot, nothing like that?
No, longer than that, probably. I mean, my perception of time is off. But again? Or are you just...
That seconds, man.
Why do I feed you? Anyway, cut back in.
Fat ass.
Edit back in. I don't know. Like, I just wouldn't do it. I'm good.
Yeah.
I think I told you, I'm like, if my mom tries to use that, like, you can't see me unless you get vaxxed. Okay.
Oh, that line.
Yeah. Like, I was waiting for it, but I think she knows her kids. She knows, like, we don't give a fuck. Like, all right, cool. We have technology now. I will see you on the FaceTime. So
yeah, if it comes to that, yeah.
Or I'll see you through the window. So I know, I mean, with her, like, title. Yeah, no, seriously. But we're her kids are her everything. So she wouldn't, she knows how we
devastated.
Are. Yeah. Like, even when COVID first happened, I finally went to go see her, but I stayed out. Like, I walked out of my car, but I stayed by my car. And she walked out, and I was like, what are you doing? I literally got mad. I was like, what are you doing? Stay over there. Because, you know, her husband's older, a lot older. And we think he actually had COVID around the time my sister and you did. So, and he was super cautious about it. Like, they don't go out anymore. Because, like, every now and then, but right. not as much. They used to go out, like once or twice a week.
It's not as frequent anymore.
Yeah. So, yeah. And he doesn't want to travel anywhere. And she's kind of, like, grumpy about it, too. But... That was the height of it. That was before the vaccine was, you know, came out and shit. And she's like, man, fuck him. And gave me a hug and invited me inside. And I was like, shouldn't I leave? Like, he's going to be here soon, right? And she laughed. She's like, yeah, just leave. Like, I had to dip before her man came back.
Damn, like he was a side piece. Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. So I had to leave. And I was like, make sure you just Lysol shit.
You were a whole mistress in there.
It's so gross. It's my mom.
I know.
No, but it... And, relatable to that, yes. Yeah. It's similar, yes. I had to fucking dip out before he came home.
That's so
that shit was funny.
So she was just putting Clorox and Lysol spray everything for no reason. He's probably questioning her.
Well, no, if he sees that I'm doing that, he's like, what the fuck? Like, did you have somebody?
I feel the same way. I would think so. Why are you cleaning so much all of a sudden?
Yeah. So. Yeah. But no, like I didn't touch anything. I try not to touch anything. I mean, like, we hugged and shit a couple times, but cause I was like, how do we do this? Cause she walked out of her house. I was like, how do we do this? Do I just talk to you through the window? Do we stay like this? And it was just like more than 6 feet apart. She's like, get the fuck over here. And like curse me out and shit. So she's like, don't be fucking ridiculous. So she was, she was not. So I know, like, I wouldn't get like that ultimatum from her, but I can only imagine, like, I have a friend whose mom gave her the ultimatum and she got it, which is weird because I didn't see her ever getting it. And she got it and she actually, like, she was a little terrified about it.
Yeah.
Like, she was, and I think her mom, like, they got into a fight and she was like thinking, she was like, bitch, I just got this fucking vaccine that I did not want to get. I was not planning on getting. I'm terrified of what this shit's going to do to my body. And I got this, and now you're like, now you want to start an argument saying that you don't want to see me.
Oh yeah, I mean, so I can say myself. I know we're supposed to get off this, but I mean, it's been about 6 months since I got this. I don't know, close to 6 months since I've gotten it.
Yeah.
We don't know obviously what it's going to do long term. Right now, I feel fine. I've been working out, eating good. I'm at a good weight right now. Don't have any crazy feelings that happened ever since, but like I always feel like it's gonna be in the back of my head. Like, if anything starts happening in the next year or so, I'm gonna like immediately attribute it to that, and then my anxiety is gonna fucking creep up on me and fuck with me even more.
Yeah.
And then you start hearing everybody else's shit.
And your mind can really fuck up your body.
Oh my God.
You can hypochondriac. Sorry.
Yeah, we're still staying on this, but I like it. I feel like it's something we always talk about.
Hypochondriacs. No, there was a while where I didn't want to touch it because I felt like we were talking too much about this shit. But I think that's why it's all pent up, I guess.
Yeah.
But no, like that hypochondriac shit is real. Like my fucking grandmother's a hypochondriac, man. And she's always like boo-hooing about some shit. And it's like,
your thoughts really, yeah.
Because my mom was just telling me, like, she took her to the doctor and the doctor's saying, like, everything looks fine. Oh, but I'm in so much pain. And then the doctor's like, okay, well, we'll run some tests. He leaves and my mom's trying to talk to her and she got upset, questioning her, like, okay, well, what hurts? Oh, getting up in the morning. She's like, you got years on me and it hurts me getting out of bed. And I was like, Ma, you think it hurts me getting out of bed? Like the fuck? and I'm barely 30 and it hurts me getting out of bed.
Jesus.
And then that started a whole 30 talk. That was interesting enough. With my mom. She's like, oh, already? It's hitting you? I'm like, it's been hitting me. I was like, it's been fucking hitting me. I'm like, this shit is real. The wear and tear.
You just wait and see, buddy.
Yeah, I think this industry ages you as well.
Oh, so. My God, does it ever.
Yeah, but I don't know. But the whole shit, I feel like my friend is going to think herself into some shit because she's the same way. She's like, I had a tickle in my throat like 3 days later after the shot. And I'm just like, oh, my God, is this it? I'm like, Sierra, calm down. So, yeah.
Is this how it happens?
is this my downfall? Like, what would we call it? Because, you know, there's hubris. Like, what would we call it?
What, just from?
Vaxis?
in a sense. You're trying to get an early candidate for the episode title?
Vaxis. Oh, it would be like Axis, but with the V. Vaxis.
Vaxess. V-A-C-C-E-S-S. Vaxis.
No, like the short Vax, like the
V-A-X-E-S-S, yeah. Gotcha.
No, I-S.
Oh, I-S. Like axis. Axis, like the Earth's axis?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Vaxis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, sorry. We're moving on because we stayed on that way too long.
We're moving on.
Way too long. All right. Big Sean, picture with the bees. Do you feel like rappers have taken now from writing straight up diss songs to then writing subliminals in their songs to now fucking posting subliminal photos? Is that a thing now? Is this that what this flow is coming to?
You tell me what the sub is. I just saw Candyman, but you tell me what the sub is.
Well, it's the bees. It's Candyman. It's also Halloween, but they saying he could be summoning Candyman here, trying to call out Kendrick. That's just a shot, but you know, you can't help but think that sometimes.
I mean, are we going back to what was that? The track. I don't remember. Where fucking Kendrick's verse demolished everybody.
Oh, Control? Was it
Control? I was about to say Power. Control, yeah.
Well, no, but I'm also...
I don't know. Big Sean just seems in like a whole new space. I really think this is like regular Candyman thinking like he's like, oh, I'm being artistic. Like, I think that's what it is.
Just because it's around Halloween time? Because the video did just premiere this week.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily Halloween type shit. I haven't seen the video. But I just saw the one picture of him with the bees.
Yeah.
And I just feel like it's something like just being artistic.
65,000 bees on him. At least that's what the tweet says.
I think it was just let's do something crazy type shit for this video. I don't think it was anything like a shot.
Nothing crazy.
No, sorry, but I think Big Sean knows at this point in his life, years after Control, he could not take a shot to Kendrick. So no, I don't.
Not worth this time. Yeah. All right, fair enough. Moving on. So the Alec Baldwin situation.
That shit was crazy.
Yeah. So for people that don't know, Alec Baldwin recently while filming a movie was given a prop gun, was told that it was a cold gun, which cold gun means in the movie world as a gun with blank bullets.
Yeah, like an actual prop gun. Yeah.
Actual prop gun. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't state how, and I still don't even know if there's a story how, but the gun was fired off and it actually ended up hitting the director of cinematography as well as a director. The cinematographer died. The director ended up wounded.
Oscar winning. I think
Oscar
so.
Oscar winners. Cinematographer. That sucks, dude.
Yeah, I know. She's
Helena Hutchins was her name.
Yeah, she's held to high regard. I've never heard of her, but she's held to high regard. I know that. And then it was actually, the director ended up handing him like a fully loaded gun.
Joel Souza, mm-hmm. unfortunately killed Hutchins. Jeez, man. So Alec Baldwin spoke out about it. Obviously, feels bad. So my question basically is, mm-hmm. how can anybody fault Alec Baldwin for this? Is that possible?
No.
Even with his history, people say that he's had temper. He shows a temper. He has a bad temper. I still can't see how this happening would be considered his fault in any way.
No, not at all. I mean, he's already the way I found out was him tweeting about being there with her family and immediately talking to her husband and trying to help them out and all this and that mm-hmm. and being there for the family. I just don't, I mean, yeah, you can do that and still be like a complete ass. I just don't see like he was handed a gun.
Yeah.
Like actors themselves are literally just props and yeah. they're told what to say and they're, yeah, you have even like Alec, like you have those type of actors that kind of have some leeway to do what they want, but he's a prop that was handed a prop.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's just, to me, it just seems like, I don't know if they're gonna fault the director.
You know what's the crazy part?
Is that like a murder? I don't see a murder charge happening, but I can assume it probably will. I don't know.
It's crazy. It makes me think about when I was a kid. Anytime I had like Nerf guns or like toy guns, mm-hmm. and I would point them by mistake by my mom, and she'd be like, "Hey, chill out! Like, put that down." Mm-hmm. Even though she knew it wasn't real,
yeah.
it's still the thought, the action of you pointing something yeah. like that at somebody.
Yeah.
And then it makes you think even more. Like, okay, yeah, he fired off a prop gun, which means he was pointing the gun at that person.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it was like a shot where they were supposed to film him shooting.
Probably. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe off camera. Maybe he just like was fucking with her, joking with her.
Yeah, because it could have been a shot where they have you shoot, like,
while you point either the camera.
Into the camera or off to the camera just to get, so they can add the effects of the bullet coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But it could have been something like that.
Yeah.
Because if it's the camera, then the director's going to be around there, and then she was probably around there too. Yeah.
It could have been him joking around, you know, with them.
That too. Yeah, because yeah. you hear about, like, kids shooting other kids.
Yeah.
And it's in like, not like they have it like completely like ready to go, but they could just be playing with it.
I don't know, but he could have just been on some shit like, oh, like just joking around with you, like, you yeah know, like,
and
that
the shit could have just easily dropped.
Well, I think that would have been reported if that happened. I think,
oh no, yeah, yeah. that yeah
he
no,
definitely
but
fired
it
off.
True, yeah. True, yeah, you're right. So I don't know,
but even if that happened, oh shit, then you definitely can't blame nobody. But actually, no, I could see somehow that being turned into like, oh, well, he was clumsy. He shouldn't have dropped it.
Get the fuck out of here.
But I'm like, bro, you gave him a fucking real gun in the first place.
Yeah. Like, my thing, it goes to wherever. Why is there a real gun loaded on a movie set?
Yeah.
Or a TV set, whatever.
And now you got to do the investigation, and it's going to look into a whole bunch of shit
yeah,
now.
Yeah, because others are trying to frame him or yeah. whatever the fuck. It just sounds just very fucking weird.
Yeah.
So, no. This actually sound. I feel like I've seen an episode of this somewhere where it was like supposed to be a prop gun. It ended up being a loaded, I don't know, probably bones. Like, I just remember seeing it. Like, I've heard of this.
Or Supernatural?
Plot. Yeah.
This feels like something that could have been happening.
Actually, I think it had. Was it Supernatural? I don't know. But, like, it feels like just something I have. No, definitely not Supernatural.
No, we're good off of that.
You want to do Lil Nas X or no? I don't know that much about it. It's fucking weird.
I don't know much about it either. It's just that his dad stepped in for all the shit that was going on with Boosie.
Yeah.
Lil Nas X felt like, I guess Boosie felt like he was trolling, being trolled by Lil Nas X. Him going around saying that they were working on a song together.
Yeah.
Boosie said, nah, I wouldn't do that, blah, 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 talk shit. His dad stepped in and said, quote, how the hell you're a gangster rapper promoting drugs, gun violence, degrading women, and getting high every video talking about you're for the kids. Man, sit your old man looking ass down. The game has passed you. We real bankhead over here, not like the guy who claims it.
So for as far as I know, Boosie was talking shit about Lil Nas X for being, like I was telling you before, for being out and proud about it yeah. and loud about it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that kind of, I feel like it definitely fucked with his masculinity and his sexuality, heterosexuality, sorry. So I feel like as a man, I think it bothered him. So then he started trolling and started making those comments. Remember, like, he would throw videos out
yeah.
about this.
Yeah.
And I feel like Lil Nas X just, all right, I'm going to say something. I didn't know about the song or whatever. I'm going to say something. And I feel like it was a whole back and forth. And then all of a sudden Lil Nas X had a video about it. He dropped a video just talking to his phone. Boosie fucking tweeted some crazy shit and pretty much ended it on, you should kill yourself.
Yeah.
Or like if you killed yourself, you'd be doing this world a favor or some shit like that.
Real dark shit.
Yeah. So that was the last thing that I heard. And this whole thing is super convoluted and it's just so much going on that it's just weird. But regardless, to say that is wild. To say if you killed yourself.
And then he wonders why he'd be like banned from all these like social media sites.
Bro, that man has so many kids. I wouldn't be surprised if at least one is gay and one is fucking batshit fucking afraid to come out.
You want to talk about Chappelle having trouble with the LGBTQ community? Boosie attacked him.
Yo, and his comments, bro. Like his comments, and that's the shit that kills me is that everybody's going after Chappelle, but like what Boosie's saying is complete. That's what you should be trying to cancel. That's what you should be trying to like go after. Yeah. Chappelle didn't really say nothing. I'm sorry, right. He didn't. It was nothing. Comedians have been making fun of everything since the dawn of time, since the dawn of comedians.
Right.
That's the point of that. That's like what the jokester and all that shit. That's the point of that.
Yeah.
So and like yeah, comedians now especially have taken it where they're making not really now because Carlin like they're making it a point to use. Like, I make people laugh, but let me actually make a statement.
Use the platform.
Yeah, use the platform. Yeah. So I don't know. I just feel like it's directed towards Chappelle for no fucking reason. And it should be on Boosie. Because those comments I was reading, it was a lot of them disturbing. Yeah, a lot
worse than anything that Chappelle said.
Yeah, no, the comments, like, under the posts of this, disturbing as fuck. Talking about, like, yeah, no.
Anti-Nas X?
Yeah, like I completely agree with Boosie. Like there were a few that were like, yo, Boosie's wild. Like, and okay, that's you're pushing it too far.
And it's on Boosie's page.
No, there's like Shade Room or something.
Oh, okay.
Like wherever I saw like they had put all the videos together and the tweets together, it was that. And it was all the comments and people just like agreeing to that. Which is wild to me. Fucking wild and saying, oh, Lil Nas X is trolling. I feel like Boosie started it.
Yeah.
Like, where do you get off commenting about somebody who didn't even have nothing to do, like, what wasn't even trying nothing with you?
Right, right.
And I could see Lil Nas X trying to troll him back and be like, oh, let's do a song together. Or Boosie said, well, he's going to do a song with me. Like, I can see that happening just to get back at him. But for what was it? There were comments saying like, oh, Lil Nas, like he pretty much asked for this. He had this coming. Houseway? Like, yeah. It's just weird. It's just fucking weird. I don't know.
Nah, the hate is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just too fucking much.
That's great. You know what's also funny? You know the recent biopic that Boosie put out?
No, not at all.
All right, so he's got a movie, documentary, whatever. He's playing himself in a biopic, which is crazy. He's paying... He didn't get somebody else to play him, but whatever, fine. Mm-hmm. I guess who plays you better than yourself?
So he's as an old man. Is he playing like his younger self?
No, he has someone else, but in a way, like he's playing himself while he was in jail too, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But the title of the film is "My Struggle." "My Struggle" is also the name of Hitler's book, "Mein Kampf."
I didn't know,
it's little things like that. It was, well, I mean, it's called Mein Kampf in German, but it translates to my struggle. Mm-hmm. So it's little things like that. It's funny.
It's actually pretty. That is pretty funny.
Yeah. And the guy who just based so much of his hate on one group of people.
Yeah, yeah. Look at that. Cause he, you know what? I feel like Boosie's probably attacking gay people just because he probably.
Do you think it's one of those issues where he has insecurities on himself and maybe he is feeling something, or
like
he just...
I feel like maybe he was like made to be a bitch in jail, so maybe that's making him question things.
Well, it's that, or everyone around you was always meant to like be taught like, yo, that shit is not cool. That shit is weird. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's always one of those.
Yeah, because like that whole debate that I was talking about earlier, where a friend of mine was trying to say that sexuality is a choice. And we're talking about like, all right, well, what about those kids that are in Christian homes that are you know, their parents are like praying away the gay and all this and that, but they can't help but feel that's not a choice. They're not making a choice. They're, if anything, they're trying to make a choice to be straight, but they're not. It's not working.
Right, right, right.
Because they can't deny who they are.
Right.
So I maybe it's something like that. I don't know.
No, something to think about there.
Yeah, we actually, a couple of us that were there that night kind of think something's going on with our friend, but we shall see. We shall see. It was a little too like, okay, you got a little too aggressive about it. So this is kind of similar to the old Boozy thing. Like, it's, I don't know, it's a little too much.
Fair.
Like, I never get like the intense hate for somebody who does not affect you. So what? They like sucking dick. Or like, who, so what? They like the same sex. It makes no sense.
He doesn't like the fact. I mean, the whole thing about.
He's not
about,
hitting on you.
the whole thing about, oh, you're making the kids think whatever this and this, that it's okay to be gay. Like, no, that's.
So it's okay to make them think they could demean women?
Exactly. Yeah, that's why. That's where the hypocrisy shit comes in.
Yeah, because like,
that isn't any much cooler.
Yeah, like, even like myself trying to fight a generational curse of women have to be in the kitchen.
Yeah,
and women have to do this and X, Y, and Z, and they shouldn't be working, and it's trying to fight that.
Yeah,
I couldn't even. I don't know.
And that's a hard one to fight because you guys are great in the kitchen.
actually, out of all the cooks that I know, men are better in the kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess. I mean, I say that because I'm not as great a cook as she is.
Yeah. So no, it's just funny to me. Not because in the industry. Like, while that happens outside in life, the restaurant industry is mostly men.
You always hear about chefs like Mario Batali, Emeril Lagasse. There's not many like female chefs that are famous.
Yeah, like I feel like there's some, but not many. But I feel like it's probably if they don't what?
And I'm thinking about like famous celebrity chefs that are female.
I don't know. But like, I feel like they try to not do it just because. Like, I don't cook the same way as I used to just because of exhaustion, but also me trying to like I can't always be that.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, I don't know. Because my grandmother tried to, you know, instill in our minds, even though my mom was like, you be who the fuck you want to be.
Right.
It was always like, your brothers have to get fed first. Your male cousin, like, no, your cousins have to get fed first. I don't have a lot of female cousins, actually. So just your cousins have to get fed first. And like, whole bunch of shit. Like, even when I started bringing Juan around, oh, did you make Juan a plate? I'm like, yeah, making both of our plates, but like he's right here. He can get it himself. I'm like, the fuck? Like, I'm not doing this. Like, which it's a constant thing. And then also, like, yeah. I've been realizing lately, I was telling my mom, I'm like, I don't know if I'm like nesting. Like, I mean, that's what pregnant women do, but I've been doing so much more house shit that I'm trying, like, it almost upsets me to be like, oh, I'm falling into it. Like, damn it. I'm like, I feel like I'm falling into the role.
Yeah,
I fucking hate it.
That's natural.
No, I don't like it.
Yeah, someone's got to take care of the home.
Somebody has to, but Jesus Christ, I can't do. I feel like I'm doing everything, and it sucks. But regardless,
everybody's got their role to play.
Yeah, that I agree. But you know? Regardless, to go back onto the other shit, I just feel like I don't know. It's just a little too. It's just too much. He just needs to chill.
He needs to chill. Fair enough. All right, moving on from that.
Yeah, what else?
Headphones dead?
Yeah, headphones dead. It's fun though.
All right, let's see. Ooh, let's see if we get headphone this shot day. Let's see if it's a different vibe. Let's see.
Oh, no, you're good. That was actually the last bit. Oh, Wale. All right, yeah. So new music came out.
That's it on the topics.
Yeah, that's it for topics. We gotta wrap up soon.
Yeah.
I don't have much to say about Wale.
Real quick. Should I intro this? So what I do want to say for Sade and I is that we decided to play the album an hour before we met.
Yes.
The album's about 48 minutes long. It's about 15 tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Sade heard it while she was cooking. Mm-hmm. I heard it while I was driving to Sade's place.
Why you guys say I was cooking? Let me stop.
Right? Yo, full circle, whatever. That was great. Because she's great in the kitchen, apparently. No, actually, I've only had two meals from Sade, and both of them have been great. So she's two for two. So I'm really helping her argument right now.
I still owe Villa Chuletas. He's finally stopped asking me about it. God, I hope he doesn't listen to this episode.
He's got to come through. No, see, for the episode that his guest episode, he's going to expect it now. And then, which means I will too.
That means if anything, I'll
which means we'd have to have it here, or you cook and bring it.
I'll cook and bring it, if anything. That's not a solid plan yet. So if you are listening, I will think about it. I don't know. He's going to so guilt me to doing it.
So anyways, yeah, we heard the once over.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I heard it, I'll just give a quick first listen recap so it doesn't sound like, you know, crazy biased. My thoughts on Wale have always been, he can make a hit. Mm-hmm. He's done great on his feature records.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I don't know if it's his accent or what, I can never really fully understand what he's saying at certain times.
Really?
Like, I'd really have to get the lyric sheet out and, like, listen to what he's saying.
There are certain times where you have to, like...
He's not the most, like, clear rapper that I've ever heard, basically.
But he's not, like... I don't know. I feel like he enunciates.
Yeah, I guess maybe the enunciation is a little off, at least for me. At least mm-hmm. Bars-wise, off the first listen, wasn't really impressed with a lot. Flows were cool. Flows are always dope. Beats were amazing.
Yeah.
I felt like the first, because it's 15 songs, so I broke it into three acts. The first act was him just trying to figure out what to do. Like, intro himself, use a couple bars. The J. Cole record was cool. Cole definitely had a better verse than him. Kind of saved those first five. When you get into the next five, that's your radio records.
Oh, 1,000%.
You got your Chris Brown, you got your Jamie Foxx, you got that other person I can't remember right now, but all those definitely sound like, all right, I'm chasing for radio records here. I'm catering towards the ladies. These are more melodic. Like, that's the vibe I got.
That was Rick Ross.
Oh, Rick Ross as well, which you can't go wrong with the Rick Ross verse. And another feature that was better than Wale.
It was Sean Stockman.
Yes, that track was crazy.
Yeah.
And let me see, the last five, I think the first song to set off that last five was just as dope, kind of carrying, building off of that middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything else was kind of just like a nice come down, but, you know, the ending was like pretty strong as well.
Yeah.
So not bad for like a 40, I hate to say it off of first listen. Yeah, not bad. And I don't want to say it sucks or it's great either.
Mm-hmm.
Did it feel like a classic to you? Sorry, I gave my whole review, but what do you think?
So I have to pay. No, I don't think it's a classic at all. It's good. It's not, I need more listens. I liked the first half, not exact. I don't really like the second half.
Like the second half, okay.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so to do this like in thirds, first half, sold on it. The middle, just because I didn't really like the Chris Brown joint. I think it was too, what is it called?
I didn't like, well, you mentioned it before. I didn't like the fact that they were.
The Diddy song, the remake.
Yeah, I Need a Girl.
I Need a Girl. They're doing remakes.
I didn't like it with J. Cole. Work It Out or Poke It Out.
Yeah, Poke It Out.
I really didn't like that because that Q-Tip song is a classic to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sorry. I know maybe you're trying to get the young kids into it.
I think that's what it is. The Poke It Out is a radio type joint that I get it, but to me, I don't know.
I hate it. I hate it for Wale. I really do.
For Wale?
I hate it for Wale. I get it, but I hate it. I hate the fact that he knows he has to do this. Because there's other songs he could have chosen.
But he makes radio tracks.
Right, but it's like...
This is what he does.
Even with the Cole feature, like, it just... Mm-hmm. I didn't want that for him. Like, yeah. Because I want him to win. I know people there feel are, like they want to win.
Like, what I like in Wale is that poetry, that slow shit from him. And he gives that to a certain extent, but it's mostly just radio shit. So it wasn't to me. That's why I'm like, I fuck with it, but I really don't. I Need a Girl, I was not. It was just too on the nose. It was too, you literally copying words and like it's just too much for me. I really didn't fuck with it. the Jamie Foxx one, I can't remember right now. I can't remember that one. The jump in going into the third.
That one was on some wild shit. That jump in was crazy. That shit was all over the place.
It was all, I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
I feel like it could grow on me because I understood it. I liked it in the beginning. I was like, oh shit, like, okay. I think because it was so messy that I couldn't. And also wasn't really focused in on the entire. I wasn't like super focused. I was cooking.
Right.
But majority, I just couldn't do it. After a while, I was just like, nah. Ugh. And then Down South, nope. It was not for me. And I like Max O'Cream, but that track was not at all for me.
Oh, what the hell was that sampling? That was another remake of something.
That was another remake. I just can't remember. I can't
think of it. It was killing me.
Extra Special was pretty dope.
Yes.
Fire and Ice was cool.
Eh.
It was like, that's what I'm saying. It was cool. It wasn't like, it was one of those.
It was more icy than fire.
Yeah, it was more icy than fire. I really liked the first third, second third. I was like, on it just because I can't remember Dearly Beloved. which I feel I kind of remember it, but I don't remember Jamie Foxx's verse, so, or like what he did on it. Angels was just not for me. I think that's why the third quarter, it just, I was like,
Angels or Angles?
Oh, Angles.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
my bad, I read it wrong. Angles was just not
it. The remix shit is just not it.
No, it's just not.
And it's not. Is it because it's at a time where a lot of this shit is happening? A lot of people are just remaking shit?
Yeah.
Or is it just because it just didn't work?
But it's like, if you're going to do the remake, like, if it was too...
Because it's always going to pop in your head.
It was in between what, like, Summer Walker did. Like, her last album, she had, like, one or two remakes or some shit.
Yeah.
It was in between that where, like, if it's one or two, I don't mind. Because it's more, because a remake is more than sampling, obviously.
Right.
So it's more than just, so one or two, that's good, like it's cute, whatever. I mean, and her remake, she actually had Usher on it. But then you have, and then you have on the other side, Tory, where he's dropped tapes, literally just all complete fucking remakes.
Oh, complete remakes, yeah.
Yeah, like his last one, I mean, he had like Ashanti on the it. Chick's and like tape. Yeah, T-Pain on, like he actually had the original artist, which is cool. I love that about remakes.
Yeah.
Like that to me is like, that's like top tier remake.
That's the best
way to do it.
When you
have the original, yeah. I just maybe I would have liked Angles more if Genuine was on it.
Fair.
Or like I don't know.
Maybe even a Diddy ad lib.
Yeah, like, or not even an ad lib. If he was actually on it, I'd be cool. But like, you're literally taking the words out of his mouth, and the flow. I mean, granted, it's not really Diddy's words; it's somebody else's, but off of somebody else's page.
True,
but. To me, it just, I don't know. It just wasn't it.
Okay. I'll definitely give it another listen throughout the weekend, yeah. But.
Because there are tracks on there that I've really fucked with. Then there, it was like.
Yeah.
Polar. No, I don't think absolutely. There were many tracks in the middle for me. It was either I really fucked with it or I never want to hear this again.
True. There were the Chris Brown, like, I'm good off that record. Rest of my life.
That's a skip for me.
It's a skip for me, yeah.
It's a skip. The J. Cole one, I wouldn't mind. It just, to me, it just didn't, I don't
like
know.
The Cole verse.
It made sense, but didn't make sense.
I love the Ross verse.
Yeah.
The Maxo Cream song, I wasn't in love with that either. I still don't know what that damn sample is. I'm about to go back just to listen and see what the hell that was.
Yeah, and I usually pick up right away on samples.
Extra Special was great.
Extra Special, sorry. That one was a really good one. I'm trying to think of what else. My stomach had to fucking pee. What else is there that's good? Damn. Can't remember. I don't know. I just feel like it's too... And I know, like, he literally just made a comment about this. One second. Let me find it.
How far are we?
We got to wrap up soon. Wale admits feeling overlooked as he reminds fans who he has toured with. Like, he runs down his credits. And, like, he does X, Y, and Z. And I feel like this album, he's trying too hard. Like, this... When I started listening to this, it reminded me of, like, what I had saved, like, weeks ago to talk about in the podcast. Where I just felt like you're doing too much. Because, yeah, your name was among Cole.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And Drake. Like, technically, like, you were the four. Then you got taken out by Kendrick.
Yeah.
And then Big Sean just kind of fell to the wayside. So it's just a three now. But before, back in 2008, yeah.
Oh, he was someone in that conversation.
Yeah, you were in that conversation. Not anymore. So I feel like... He's always, when he does these interviews and he's like, he's always trying to get back into it, but you're doing too much.
Right.
Like these guys do it effortlessly, even though it is a lot of work, of course, but they're not doing too much. There's a difference between putting in the work and then just doing too much.
Good point.
So I just, I don't know. I just feel like.
Can jump off that. That was good.
Weird. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. But it's just weird.
Yeah.
I just wasn't feeling it.
Fair enough.
I like old Wale.
Yep.
Even that Valentino track that came out like two albums ago, that was pretty good.
I won't even get into that, but you're absolutely right. Hmm. All right, so moving on from that, I guess that's it on the music side. Is it time?
I actually don't think I have one.
I do.
Of course you do.
Ew. Oh, that's right. When you don't have one, of course I got one.
We're back.
Oh, we're back around shit. The fuck?
No, because I was like, just cue us back in.
Oh, gotcha.
And then I was like, fuck it, let's just do this on air. Yeah, we're not gonna do it if you don't know. We're gonna skip this.
Okay, fair enough.
For this.
All right, but still, for anyone that doesn't know, you can go to Apple Music and Spotify and check the If You Don't Know playlist. It's gonna have the music from our past week's selections.
Mm-hmm. It's about all available 10 episodes for you. Worth one we actually do, if you don't know.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah. Some we skip.
rest assured, we'll have it next week, and we'll put you on to some brand new stuff that's out.
Yeah, because what I had in mind for If You Don't Know, I still haven't listened to that album, and I don't want to just pick a song without listening to the whole thing. So.
Word.
So I'm not going to do it yet. So save yours for next week, and then I'll get mine ready.
All right, that's what it is, man. It's been episode 104 with your host, Kid Pro.
Oh, yeah, you have no final thoughts, right?
No final thoughts this week. I think we'll save it for next week. I think I like the fact that we talked about what grinds our gears, because that was kind of going to be my thing at some point. I said it before, I can't stand these internet couples.
Oh, God, let's not get back onto that.
We won't get back onto it. We'll skip it then. Fair enough.
Because so I get it, but you were so insistent. Like, you literally brought it back
I
up.
Because I just wanted some support, and I didn't get it.
Because I don't know. I don't see it enough.
That's what it was. Don't have the same algorithms.
Those fake motherfuckers. Does that make you feel better?
A little bit, actually. Oh, okay. The more than you would know, because it just, I wanted some support.
Okay. I'll fake the support next time I got you, if I don't feel it.
Thanks. Appreciate you.
I got your back.
Episode 104 with your host, Kid Pro.
Shada.
We'll catch you next time, man. Peace out.
Peace.